Hi, aloha and welcome. My name is Jennifer O'Neill. Today I'm going to be talking to you about the 2024 energy and the landscape and what that's going to look like. We've just moved out of 2023. That was very hard for a lot of people. And I think it's helpful to see some positivity and also be kind of prepared for what's sort of on the horizon with this planetary energy and universal frequency that's happening with us. That being said, if you would like more info than I'm giving you, I'm going to leave two things below. One is going to be my 5-day energy challenge, or my 5-day challenge, which has a lot of energy stuff in it, which then talks about what happened with this energetic landscape and how to navigate it and what's happening with this spiritual frequency, etc. It's entirely free. The other thing is I'm going to post New Year's intentions and goal setting class if you'd like to do more with that, if you want more help with that, because I've had a lot of people say, hey, I don't know how to do this and I really would like to work with the energy differently this year. So I created something for you on that. That being said, 2023, and actually starting before that, we've had this going on for a few years. We've had some very rocky energy, and it's been really hard for a lot of people. It's been hard on us financially. It's been hard on us health-wise. It's been hard on relationships, and it really kind of feels like we've just been kicked around and beat up energetically by this past energy and what's been happening. And it also feels like we've been in this repetitive cycle of bringing up past energy and then having to deal with it and being like, okay, we did that. And then we're feeling like, oh, we're making progress. And then past energy comes up and then we're like, we have to do this again. Okay. And this continues to happen. Not to mention a lot of people are really struggling with their purpose and shifting careers, shifting jobs, having old things fall out of their lives and new things being scary because now we have to navigate to a new place energetically when we really didn't want to do that in the first place. So it feels very unstable, a lot of instability as we're leaving this energy behind because many of us are being forced to leave the energy behind. And that is because of this new high frequency energy, and we cannot move forward within that energetic base by bringing this old energy with us. So now the universe is going, you know what? You can't bring that bag with you. You can't bring that suitcase with you. You have to leave that behind. It's too weighted. We can't take that on this energetic plane, you know, so you're going to have to leave it behind. And then people panic because they're like, well, I need this and I need this. Well, you know what? You really don't need any of those things, but it does feel like we need those things. So then we have to take some time to process what we're leaving behind and how we move forward without those things, because those were our comfort items. Okay. Even experiences, even jobs, even relationships, they were our comfort items, and we don't want to move forward without those things. Well, we have to, if you want to move into this high frequency energy of 2024, it's not negotiable. And that's why I'm posting that 5-day challenge. We just have to navigate through it. That being said, one of the things that you will want to do is you will want to have some little bit of a reflection period moving forward. You will want to reflect back into this old energy a little bit for two things. One, it's going to help you release it because you're going to realize you don't really need that moving forward. And two, it can help you to understand why you don't need it, why it wasn't working for you, but also what can I shift moving forward, because I don't really want to repeat that again. So it gives you opportunity to shift forward, and it gives you a higher vibrational frequency by releasing. So we want to kind of reflect on the energy of the last few years, because what we tend to do many times is we get in our head and we go, okay, well, it's the new year and it feels the same and this feels very similar and I don't want to repeat last year, when that's not even really what's happening, because you're never going to repeat last year ever. It's just, it doesn't happen because there's new experiences. You've put new energetic seeds in place that have now grown and matured and come with opportunities or shifts or changes. You're never going to be doing the exact same thing every single day over and over. And we forget about that because that's how our brain works. We go, oh, it's January again. Things feel similar. Even if they feel similar, you're not in the same place. You're not in the same place typically financially or relationship-wise or career-wise typically. I mean, you may be in the same job, but a lot of things have happened throughout the last year. And if we go, okay, well, nothing's changed, we're still in the same place, then we're not growing because we're not acknowledging that there were obstacles that you faced, there were challenges that you faced that you don't know if it's going to happen this year, but you probably made some adjustments with those obstacles and challenges. You probably overcame them and things probably turned out okay for the most part. And that being said, we're not giving ourselves enough credit for obstacles and challenges because every year at the beginning of the year, we just want to smooth sail through it. And while that is a wonderful mindset, we're never going to smooth sail through an entire year without having obstacles and challenges. But what we can do is we can realize that we are fully capable of going over the obstacles, through the challenges, and still coming out better for it. Maybe seeing opportunity on the other side. Maybe those obstacles and challenges were put in our path to guide us another direction that we were reluctant to go in the first place. But turns out that place that we were reluctant to go held some really valuable things that we didn't know was there. And so that can be really, really important. So this is a good thing to revisit and understand that we did go through some obstacles. We did go through challenges. We made it through. We probably learned a lot about ourselves. We probably got smarter. We have more knowledge to how to navigate those in the future. And we have more knowledge on how to avoid those things in the future. So that's where that's going to be very valuable. And that's when shifting can be important. And that's also when it can be helpful, is after we've realized all the things that we've grown and learned from, and then we start implementing some of the things that we've learned, we can now shift our direction and we can align with better energy for future outcomes and maybe align with more opportunistic energy moving forward. And that's where we can take action and start planting seeds along the way, because most likely you planted seeds, energetic seeds along the way last year. And then some of them grew and some of them didn't. And some of them panned out well. And some of them you just went, that was a bad idea. But we need to plant the seeds regardless to figure out what grows and what works for us and what was not a good idea and what was a good idea. And then we can be actionable in moving forward into this year. So that's how we implement change. And then that can lead into goal setting. Goal setting can be extremely important, but only if you're understanding that you're different than last year. Your circumstances are different. The way that you think is different. You've learned more. Most likely you've gotten better at navigating challenges and obstacles. But we don't want to fall into a fear base and worry system because we went through obstacles and challenges. That's what we want to watch for. Because then if we start goal setting based on fears and worries of last year or past experiences that most likely are not going to repeat themselves because you've done different things, you know, moving forward, then we can manifest from a very fear-based reality. And we don't want to do that. That's not helpful moving forward. Especially when we have this really powerful energy coming into our lives right now for 2024 and 2025. We start to make some large shifts in February of this year. That frequency starts to get very busy, very active. And by the middle of the year, we are working with some well-oiled energy of abundance and a lot of opportunity and things that are going to be really fulfilling for us moving forward. So that's going to be good. So we want to be consistently planting seeds moving forward. everybody wants to goal set everything in January, and I would actually highly recommend doing something more simplified where you mini goal set throughout the year and you just kind of take them month to month as you move forward. And I can help you with that again with that class that I am going to be posting below, or their spiritual coaching class, because that's what we do in there. But we want to break it down and make things simple, but we also want to work with the energy as the months shift. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket in January, because maybe all the energy is not matching all those eggs in January. There is an ebb and flow to energy throughout the year, and that's something else that I think a lot of people don't really take into consideration. We have something that is a solid landscape when it comes to holidays, events, summertime, maybe even things like tax time, the new year, Thanksgiving, whatever. We have some certain things that the energetic landscape will stay consistent throughout all of the years. And that is good, because we can then sort of navigate that energy throughout the year as well, and kind of work with it with many goals. And while the terrain may look the same around these things, you will want to remember, and that's probably what you're thinking, well, then why does these energy waves come in during certain times and you're just doing these energy reports, because things are shifting? Well, the weather of the energy is still changing. We're still having rain, snow, sunny days, cloudy days, things like that. And that's why the energy reports are good. Because even though that there's some consistency to the year, we will still have to navigate the weather. And that's why the energy reports are helpful. But there is some consistency. So things may be better, like, put down in June for a goal, or May for a goal, or November or something like that, than they might be to put in January or February for a goal. So you want to try to feel the energy and decide what energy really works for you throughout the year. Where's a more beneficial time frame for you to do certain things? What feels more free? What feels more busy? What feels too clustered? You know, there's going to be certain times of the year that you're like, I am way too busy during this time to do this. And so these are the things that you want to pay attention to as you're working with energy and you're working with this energetic landscape. So 2024 is bringing a ton of abundance. The opportunities are going to be vast, but there is a lot of shifts and changes. There's going to be a lot of rocking to our systems. And what I mean by that is probably the way that people are working, the hours that people are working, the things that you desire. A lot of what seems stable for many years, or seemed acceptable, or that's what you're supposed to do in life, and you're supposed to, you know, get married at a certain age, work at a certain job. This is how life is supposed to look. These systems are going to be rocked quite a bit. Everybody's challenging them. And that's a good thing, because the energy doesn't work with the old systems. So now you're going to have to learn, well, what works for me? What do I want to see happen? What shifts do I want to see take place so that I'm not working within this old energy anymore? And that's when it's good to kind of write those things down and to work with those as far as goal setting and all that stuff happens. So as I want to sum up, we have an abundant new year coming up. We have a lot of shifts and changes. We have a lot of rocking to our system. So everything's going to be kind of trying to make new systems or a new way. There's going to be more desire for freedom, ebb and flow energy, and creativity is going to be on point and on fire. So if you work with any creative energy, that is going to be abundant right now and really huge. It's going to be something that you're really going to be wanting to pay attention to. And it might be your year if you're a creative person. So that is going to be very cool. If you liked this New Year energy report, definitely like and comment below. I will be checking those, and then I will know that you like them and want me to do more of them. Don't forget to check the YouTube community for updates, and I will see you soon. Aloha. Bye.